Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. China has told some of its state-owned ag importers to stop purchasing farm products from the United States. Chinese importers like Kofco and others, which are owned by the Chinese government, were interested in purchasing U.S. pork, soybeans, cotton, and corn. But any potential deal fell through after President Trump criticized China for its situation with Hong Kong, according to Bloomberg. China has asked main state firms to suspend large-scale purchases of major U.S. farm products like soybeans and pork in response to U.S. reaction to Hong Kong, a source familiar with the situation told Reuters. Private importers are still free to bring in U.S. products. Last week, China's government approved a plan to draw up national security laws that could apply to Hong Kong to put an end to any activities the Chinese government feel endanger national security. These laws could pass by September. In response to China's actions, President Trump announced his government would investigate a way to punish the country. China has replaced its promised formula of one country, two systems with one country, one system, he said, on May 29th. Therefore, he says, I am directing my administration to begin the process of eliminating policy exemptions that give Hong Kong different and special treatment. Chinese officials responded to President Trump, any actions taken by the U.S. will be met with similar responses from China. If Bayer Ag wants to keep total Roundup liability capped at $10 billion, it may be crucial to get a 2018 California court verdict overturned. On Tuesday, the German chemical giant will ask the State Appeals Court to toss a jury conclusion that Roundup caused groundskeeper Lee Johnson's cancer. Johnson was awarded $289 million before a judge cut the damages to $78.5 million. By comparison, the company has been reaching settlements in thousands of other cases that range from a few thousand dollars to several million per claim, people familiar with agreements said last month. Bloomberg News reports that while Bayer has reached verbal deals on many of the estimated 125,000 Roundup lawsuits in the U.S., tens of thousands remain unresolved. Legal experts say the company wants to limit payouts on those claims and to reduce the incentive for new lawsuits by fighting the only three cases that have gone to trial, all losses, including a $2 billion award to a California couple in 2019 that was later cut to $86.7 million by a judge. The U.S. Department of Agriculture kicked off the 11th annual government-wide Feds Feed Families campaign, which encourages employees from all federal departments and agencies to give in-kind contributions, food, services, and time to food banks and pantries. This year's campaign highlights a summer of giving in June and July, along with seasonal reminders to donate throughout the year. During these challenging times with coronavirus, I am amazed by the generosity of the American people and their giving nature, said U.S. Secretary of Ag Sonny Perdue. He adds that our USDA family has the most dedicated employees in the federal government, and this campaign is our chance to feed those in need. The campaign focuses on online donations and virtual food drives, while also providing guidance for in-person donations and events as appropriate. Federal employees can go to the new website, the FFF Hub, to find out how and where to donate online or in person. With this edition of Inside Agriculture, I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Stick around. Eric will be right back with more.